All right. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, yeah. 312-981-7200. Osvaldo requested that Green Day basket case. He wants to dedicate to his son, who will hear it this morning, later this morning on the podcast. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are going to have another edition of pop-up video. Skip Skipley is on the way. The Cat Army is getting ready, and we will begin that after the 4:30 news. But right now, we want to talk about discontinued foods that we sort of miss. We love talking about this kind of stuff, products that we can't get anymore that we used to love. The first one on the list is Planner's Cheese Balls. You guys remember Planner's Cheese Balls?
It was cheese balls, right?
Yeah, but they were really good. Really good. They were the best cheese balls ever. Now, you can get those generic cheese balls, you know, big giant buckets of them at Costco. But the Planner's
cheese... What was it?
They were good. They just tasted better than any cheese ball you could ever have.
Okay.
And they stopped making them. Facebook pages and online petitions plead with Planner's to bring back the cheese balls. They were discontinued in 2006. The crunchy yet airy stick-to-your-fingers cheese balls are deeply, deeply missed. Planner's appears to focus their product line now on peanut and nut-based snacks. And they came like in a round container, like a bucket. They were good, man. How about this? Oatmeal Swirlers. Anybody remember Oatmeal Swirlers? General Mills combined healthy breakfast oatmeal with fun, sweet jelly to make designs. So you get a like packet of jelly that you can squeeze onto the oatmeal and make wacky faces or designs on it.
I vaguely remember that.
Kids were hooked. Swirls just want to have fun. Made every breakfast a creative breakfast, or at the very least, it made oatmeal a little sweeter. Available in flavors like strawberry, cherry, and apple cinnamon. Oatmeal Swirlers were the thing that children's breakfasts in the 90s were made of. Dan, do you remember the Oatmeal Swirlers?
I don't, but they did a version of this with, like, toasted strudel, I remember.
Oh, yeah. And they still have that.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, toaster strudel. That's what it's called, toaster strudel, yeah. Okay. All right, we had a break. We have more discontinued food items that we miss, and that's coming up right after the news.
Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt. Keep open mind, let it all hang out.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 773 area code requested the Hombres with Let It All Hang Out. And that's what you do. You got to let it all hang out. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on a Wednesday morning. 312-981-7200. We're talking about discontinued foods that we all miss. And this is always fun to talk about, and we would love to hear from you on that topic. If you want to talk or text, 312-981-7200. All right, you guys remember Fruitopia?
Yes.
Fruitopia.
Was it soda or just juice?
It was juice. This wonderful fruit-flavored drink had its share of fans, most of them sugar-fueled school children. Parent company Coca-Cola discontinued the drink in the U.S. in the early 2003 for lack of sales. But thanks to the magic of the intranet, fans can still get their hands on this sweet stuff by ordering from Australia, Germany, and Canada, where Fruitopia is as ubiquitous as hockey and maple syrup. I knew a girl who... worked on the Fruitopia truck. They would go from city to city and hawk Fruitopia. She had to dress like in tie-dye, because that was like the logo was like tie-dye. And like she just traveled around. I think she worked for like 8 or 9 months on a Fruitopia truck, just driving around city to city, hawking Fruitopia. It was not one of her favorite jobs, she told
me. Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be fun.
Well, she was stuck on the truck with a real idiot.
Ah, yeah.
You know, and a guy who who she had once dated.
Oh, no.
And so it was not a fun trip for her. And she was, you know, selling fruit drinks to hippies.
Oh, wait, she was selling them?
They were on a truck that had Fruitopia on it, and they had to go city to city and do that. It was like a food truck, but with Fruitopia.
Oh, I thought they would just hand it out.
No.
Well, that's weird.
Maybe they did hand it out. I don't know.
She
had to drive around for 8 months with an idiot in a truck and hawk a juice drink.
Right. I see those all the time with, like, Red Bulls.
Yeah.
They got the little mini Red Bulls on the car.
Yeah.
Do you remember Boku?
Sure.
And Richard Lewis was their spokesperson?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Richard Lewis.
Adult juice boxes.
Yeah. Let's see what else is on here. How about Carnation Breakfast Bars? Decades later, some fans of the Carnation Breakfast Bar are still emotionally distraught over its disappearance from the market. Flavors included peanut butter and granola, peanut butter crunch, and chocolate crunch. Thousands have petitioned to get the snack back, but Nestle hasn't budged. And so the people have taken matters into their own hand. Many fans now make versions of their breakfast bars at home. How about that? Those things were not very... I don't know why people got up so upset about it. They were not very tasty.
Just looks like granola and chocolate.
That's all it is. But they were not very tasty.
So that's when people are like, well, this gets me back on track of my diet.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste good.
You know, people liked it, though. No, I mean, yes. I worked at the Jewels when those were very popular. And people bought them like crazy. But there's been so many, like, improvements with granola bars over the years. I don't understand why, because some of these, you know, power bars and granola bars and stuff like that are really good.
Yeah, there's some that I buy that are just fruit and nuts.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, there's no more added sugars or anything crazy in them.
Yeah. Have you ever tried the that one guy, the RX bar, that just sold for $600 million to Walgreens?
No.
I've tried them.
They're pretty tasty.
Yeah, I bought some kids' ones. They're delicious.
The deal is on the package, it lists the five ingredients. So it's like 6 dates, 3 cranberries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and no BS. And that dude just sold it for $600 million.
Wow.
Chicago guy.
Is that right? We can go borrow some money from him.
Which, it's quite amazing, because these things are literally what it says on the package. It's like, how did I not figure out how to make something like this in my house?
Yeah. So you got to think about that sometimes. 773 area code says the Kraft pimento cheese slices. They were individual slices of cheese with small bits of pimento pepper in them. You can get pimento cheese spread. That stuff's good.
Yeah, but this, you just slap it on the sandwich and go.
Yeah. Speaking of slices, do you guys remember, I think I've talked about this before, the slices of peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Yeah, you have mentioned that.
I mean, the most disgusting thing, Gary Lee Wright and I bought them one night and tasted them on the air. For those people who don't remember, it was, you know how Kraft individual American cheese is packaged? In the individual plastic wrap, you know, like each slice of American cheese is inside, wrapped in that. That's what they did. They processed the jelly, so it was a slice of jelly. It looked exactly like what a Kraft individual slice of American cheese looked like, except it was jelly. And the same thing with the peanut butter. So you would take these slices of peanut butter and jelly and put them on the sandwich. It was disgusting.
And you know, just recently, some woman from the Food Network was getting some flack on the internet because this quick hack that she had was freeze peanut butter on a sheet pan and then cut squares out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have the frozen squares of peanut butter. And people were just like, why is that even a thing? They were real mad about it.
Well, have they not heard of that product?
I guess not.
I mean, it was even more. I mean, that, you know, like that at least it's like.
I mean, these were, you know. You buy your peanut butter and you just freeze it.
Right. I mean, at least it's like regular peanut butter, and all you're doing is freezing it. This was like processed. It tasted like plastic.
Well, people got real mad about the fact that she introduced that.
She got they were mad because she froze peanut butter.
Yeah, they thought people kept thinking it was really stupid.
Okay. It's not as stupid as the product that the PB and J slices. It was horrible.
I mean, they probably tasted bad, but it's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea. The bad idea belongs to whatever company, and I don't want to say it was Kraft just because the packaging looked exactly like the American slices of cheese.
I bet you it's the same people that made the peanut butter and jelly in one jar.
Oh, don't be making fun of Goober.
What?
Don't be making Goober rules.
So that did not taste like Goober?
No, God, no, because okay. Goober is real peanut butter and real jelly. It just so happens to be in one jar. Goober, they was called Goober, it's Goober Grape. It was grape jelly. Smucker's made it, if I'm not mistaken. Goober Grape. I love that stuff. I grew up on that stuff. You only had to use one knife. You didn't have to even clean it. It's because you know how you don't want to, if you've got peanut butter and jelly, either you have to clean the knife or use two knives.
Is it just science?
Because you don't want jelly in your peanut butter and peanut butter in your jelly.
Right. Is it just science that it stayed? I would think it would shift.
I don't know how they did it, but it was like stripes.
Right, but I would think it would at some point just shift and then just be weird globs in the jar.
No, I mean, it would mix up. You couldn't, it would eventually mix up. But it would not, it didn't melt or anything into, Yeah. I thought that Goober was great. I love that stuff. Okay, we got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic coming up, and then more discontinued food items that you miss. Oh, that chicken mean, no. She don't look like I do, and I bet she don't make you happy. She can't do it like I do, no. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG and Wildcard Wednesday continues. Yeah! 312-981-7200 773 area code requested. Karen Wolf with That Chick Ain't Me. We are awaiting the arrival of Skip Skipley. I believe the jet is being landed on top of the building right now as we speak. The cats are making their way down Michigan Avenue. We're getting ready for another pop-up video. That's coming up after the news. Right now, though, we're talking about food that's been discontinued that we like. 224 area code. This is one that's close to my heart. Space food sticks. And you guys definitely don't remember space food sticks. I think they were from General Mills. They were shaped like Slim Jims, and they were basically protein bars before protein bars were a thing. There was a vanilla flavor and a chocolate flavor on space food sticks. And they were like chocolate Slim Jims. But they weren't. There was no beef or anything involved, but they looked like they were shaped exactly like Slim Jims, and they were in aluminum, like almost like a foil packets. And astronauts ate them.
So good?
Oh, I loved them. I loved them. A lot of people hated them. A lot of people thought they tasted chalky, but when I was a kid, I loved them. And it was, it was tied in with the space program. So it was like, oh, it's astronaut food, so we love it. And it was cool. Back in the late 60s,
Would you pretend to be an astronaut?
I never pretended to be an astronaut, but I just loved the space food sticks. And they said that it paired well with Tang, which was also... was also an astronaut food. They would astronauts used to drink Tang, but the space food sticks were great. They were good. I loved those things when I was a kid. Here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Green from Cleveland.
Yeah,
I got a subset here of dark chocolate coconut bars that I miss. First, do you remember Bounty bars?
Yeah, Bounty bars. Sure.
Yeah, they were like Mounds, only better, and they were available in the 90s, but then they stopped making them, at least in America, although I guess they were or maybe still are available internationally. Second, Mounds themselves had this one flavor that they test marketed, I think, about 10 years ago, which was orange-flavored Mounds. I thought they were delicious, but apparently the public didn't agree.
Mm. Okay, I've never tried that. Never tried that, but I remember the Bounty bar though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, Mark. Thanks.
Talking to you. Have a good show.
All right. We got a bunch of texts coming in. 608 area code. I miss the strawberry Jello mousse type thing that would separate in three different layers. That's called Jello 1-2-3. Jell-O 1-2-3. It was from 1969 to the mid-90s. Jell-O 1-2-3 made moms and dads look like wizards. Jell-O 1-2-3 came in a box with a single bag of powder. The powder was blended with water, and the frothy concoction was poured into glasses. Somehow, almost likely magic, the Jell-O separated into three distinct layers with a layer of gelatin on the bottom, mousse-style liquid in the middle, and a creamy layer on top. It was like eating science. It was all out of one packet. That sounds dangerous to eat to me. Just sounds weird.
Looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah. 815 area code. Every person who had a birthday during grade school would bring Jell-O jigglers for a class snack. It was like extra firm Jell-O that you cut into shapes with cookie cutters. 773 area code says, I miss the drink Clearly Canadian. I heard it's making a comeback. I used to drink Clearly Canadian.
Isn't it just soda water with...
with flavoring in it, yeah.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Is it sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's carbonated. You know, it's soda, basically. It's soda water, but with, you know, fruit flavoring. It was good, though. 708 area code says, Jewel makes the Dressler's chocolate whipped cream cake. If you make Rice Krispie treats, you can use peanut butter instead of marshmallows, and it's delicious. My mom used to make it all the time when we were kids in the 70s. 815 area code, Kraft used to make a salad dressing called Miracle French. It was delicious, all caps, but it hasn't been available for years, and I still miss it. And then 630 area code, what about Jolt Cola? It was the pop with twice the caffeine. Did you guys ever, you guys remember Jolt?
I never played that many video games.
Yeah.
To have Jolt Cola.
When I worked the overnight shift at the Jewels, when I was on the night crew at Jewel, we used to go through Jolt like it was water. It had twice the caffeine. It would keep us up all night long. We used to, it was insane how much Jolt I consumed when I was working the night crew.
Would you then smash each other over the head with the bottles?
You know, it came in cans.
So you'd crush them on your forehead.
We would crush the cans over each other's face. No, I didn't do that at Jewel. I was a responsible employee at Jewel.
So you did in the back?
I would go in the back and smash things over people's heads. One of my favorite moments in 40-Year-Old Virgin is where they're smashing each other when they're standing on the dock, and they're smashing each other with fluorescent lamps. Every time I watch 40-Year-Old Virgin, that scene kills me. They're just slamming. They're smashing themselves with, with fluorescent lights. It's great. Okay. All right. We have to break here. I'm going to save some more of these. We got a bunch more of these discontinued food items. I'll save them for another morning, and we'll jump into that at some point, too. But we're going to take a break here. We got the news coming up. And then Skip Skipley, I believe Skip Skipley's in the hall, and pop-up video is coming up.